The controversial decision by the nation's high court allowing unlimited corporate spending in elections has sent nearly 2 million signatures to the Senate Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Human Rights, calling for a constitutional amendment to overturn the decision. On Tuesday afternoon, the subcommittee held a hearing titled "Taking Back Our Democracy, Responding to Citizens United and the Rise of Super PACs." In his opening remarks, Subcommittee Chair Senator Dick Durbin questioned whether the U.S. can still claim to be the world's model for free elections when only about 24 wealthy people control the terms of the debate in elections.
In 2006, outside groups spent $70 million to influence federal midterm election. 4 years later, it was up to $294 million. More than four times the amount. And by all accounts, they're going to break all records this presidential election year. In 2006, secret donors made up 1% of all outside spending, 1%. 4 years later, after Citizens United and the rise of super PACs, secret donors rocketed to 44% of outside spending.
Both Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy, who chairs the full Judiciary Committee, and Senator Bernie Sanders testified before the subcommittee. Senator Leahy says while legislative remedies might be quicker, constitutional changes must be considered.
Corporations are not people. Like most Vermonters, I believe this is a harmful decision that needs to be fixed. I look at a little state like mine, a tiny fraction of the corporate money being spent could overwhelm us in our state. And that's why more than 60 Vermont towns passed resolutions on town meeting day calling for action to address Citizens United.
Senator Bernie Sanders says Citizens United puts the future of American democracy at stake.
We are well on our way to seeing our great country move toward an oligarchic form of government where virtually all economic and political power rests with a handful of very wealthy families. What the Supreme Court did in Citizens United is say to these billionaires, you own and control the economy. Now we're going to give you the opportunity to own the United States government. That is the essence of what Citizens United is all about, and that is why it must be overturned.
Harvard Law School Professor of Law Lawrence Lessig told committee members that in the current presidential election cycle, 0.00063%, or 196 citizens, have funded 80% of super PAC spending so far.
This is corruption. It's not corruption in the criminal sense. I'm not talking about bribery or quid pro quo influence peddling. It is a corruption of our framers' design, now made radically worse by the errors of Citizens United.
Vermont activist Dan DeWalt says congressional hearings are rarely of any consequence.
If this hearing is simply a few senators to wag their fingers and, you know, say some words, then it will be a waste of time. I know that Bernie has been pushing pretty hard to start a constitutional amendment. There are constitutional amendment petition drives in numerous states, a growing number of states. At the moment, it seems to be the only opportunity we have to really try to redress this.
Senator Bernie Sanders has proposed a constitutional amendment that states for-profit corporations are not people, are not entitled to any rights under the Constitution, and are prohibited from making contributions or expenditures into political campaigns. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.